TheForce.net presents...
It's the amazing Technicolor Cheese Wedge!
Digital Emma Radio.
This calls for immediate discussion!
Increase the Flash Gordon noise and put more science stuff around.
The opinions expressed in this show do not reflect the opinions of TheForce.net.
Good idea, Eldor! Gold is a good idea!
And now, here are your panelists. Chris Hamill.
Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes,
moron. Steve Phelan.
The boy is dangerous. They all sense it. Why can't you?
Hey, Puzzle Cup.
I know what to be trifled with. That is all you ever need to know.
And Justin Whitlock.
It's not the bazaar! It's a very naughty noise!
I don't need anything that's going to be this radio show. Already recording. I don't have another...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest installment of Digital Llama Radio.
What edition is it?
We don't even know. It's been so long since we did a show. Some of you might even be wondering, what is Digital Llama Radio? The younger members of the audience, not being more than, 3 weeks old, may have never even heard of the fabulous four that comprise Digital Llama Radio.
And who is that fabulous four?
Let's review tonight. Fabulous number one is, to my right, Mr. Christopher Hanel.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm here. Thank you.
Fabulous number four, to my left. You know him. You love him. Ladies, you want to get his phone number. Steve Baylor!
How's it going? Nice to be back.
And Fabulous Four number three. He's a tall man that comes from Iowa. He now has just moved into a new home and has a baby on the way. Give it up for Justin Whitlock!
Now, how you doing? Don't hold back, Abe. It's your turn.
Fabulous Four number four. Hails from the cheesehead land of Wisconsin. It's the man, the myth, the legend... And I can't remember his name. Apollo Creed! Apollo Creed!
And I am Abe Zirka, and this is
Digital Llama Radio!
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
All right. Nice.
My mic is wet.
That has got to be the best intro we've ever had. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, a month of doing nothing and you save things up.
Yeah.
I guess.
So what do we got today? We've got a lot of
nothing.
Stuff. We've got nothing to talk about. Let's just throw the bowl for a bit.
Great. Well, good night. Have a good night. Woo-hoo!
I'm free-heading because yep. I have no headphones.
Wow.
Those of you evil people in
there. Well, you're the professional. You don't need
them. Where's the headphones at? We got you headphones. There's some on the floor.
Chris broke them.
I broke them. I was playing Counter-Strike.
You've got several pair here.
Yeah, we're all wearing them, so there you go.
Yeah, and you've got a brand new pair.
Yeah.
So where's the fourth pair?
Broken.
We had four pairs before.
Why do you think I bought the new pair?
Math. We have four pairs. You break one, you buy one. That's still four pairs.
The other one's broken, too. I don't know.
Anyways.
So speaking of pairs, Natalie Portman.
Hey.
Yeah, she doesn't want anything to do with Chris, just that Hayden guy. Yeah, that's it.
I know we're going to be discussing her today. What else is on the Digital Llama Radio menu?
Oh, geez. We got a surprising...
Llama Radio du jour, as it were.
All you French listeners out there.
If what's on, if what's on.
Okay, Justin Whitlock is suddenly bilingual. Hell's frozen over.
Bilingual, no. It's still English. It's just a different dialect.
We don't even have a language. We just have this stupid accent.
It's like Franglish.
Franglish. Franglish. Sounds like something a Muppet speaks.
I would like to eat a casserole. French fry?
Okay. Other topics we got today. There's a lot of films on the production, what we're looking forward to, other kind of... The scuttlebutt on the web, as it were.
Scuttlebutt.
Can we say butt?
Yeah, I don't know. We can say butt.
As long as you put the word scuttle in front of it.
Oh, shoot, I didn't.
Well, too bad.
We'll edit it later.
I'm sure the lawyers will be approaching soon.
Steve, we'll make it a cat.
Okay, we'll make it a cat in post.
Just give her a bag of Doritos.
Oscar nominations came out.
Yes, they did.
Oh. Yeah.
You weren't on them, Abe.
To have the dreamer's dream.
For the eighth year in a row!
What movies have been in there?
You and Susan Lucci should get together and go bowling.
Yeah, no duh. We're going to form our own little club. The Oscar left us behind club.
The awards left you behind. She was never nominated for an Oscar. What are those, daytime Emmys?
The daytime Emmys.
The Ace Awards.
So what else, like, Star Wars related are we talking
other
about?
Other Star Wars related stuff? Oh yeah, there's these two guys in Seattle that are freezing their butts off, and we'll talk a bit about that.
Oh yeah, but first, and Sins of the Jedi.
Sins of the Jedi. That's one of the films in production we'll be looking forward to.
Preview that we saw.
Yeah, so let's start it off. Ask the panel. No.
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 There wasn't
no.
really anything. If anything,
what is your deal?
We don't have letters.
We don't have letters.
We don't have lots and sacks of letters.
No.
No letters.
Because nobody wants
so
to write.
So we want to know, where are you? What are you doing? It's been a month. We haven't had a show. You guys couldn't write.
Yeah. We got a lot of nice, hey, like the show, very nice, make more.
Kiss, right.
But no real questions.
You know,
I don't feel challenged.
What's the problem with fans nowadays? No one takes the time to do a really serious interrogation.
I think I know. It's not many people like to...
Oh, my God, it's Gob of the Butt. Gob of the Butt, how did you make your way into the studio?
Well, I crawled in through a small hole in Chris's wall.
Would that be the 2-inch gap that's on the bottom of the door?
You know what?
And on the top.
Okay, hold... Hold on, one second.
Now, Chris is a good man. I like him very much, but I have to say, this trailer is a piece of crap.
Good recovery, Justin!
Well, I see I'm going to have my work cut out for me at the end of this show.
Well, I'm going
to this trailer is a piece of shoddy workmanship!
Well, I can't concentrate with this kind of antics, so I'm going to bid you adieu. Goodbye, I am...
Bye, Governor the Ball!
Bye-bye. Justin?
Hey, Justin, you can come back in now.
Justin, don't ever do that again.
Why?
Don't say that.
You've done it 3 episodes in a row now.
It's not as bad as Mr. Spleen.
Mr. Spleen is mine.
Sorry.
Sorry, dude. Dude, I'm
spit all over me, man.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
No,
Speaking of spit.
Yes?
I was just trying to provide an intro to something else.
Okay.
I figured
okay, we got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, we are making headway in fan films in a sense that celebrities are starting to make their way into them. Of course, you know, Tripping the Rift, Terry Farrell from Star Trek was actually in Tripping the Rift. And this
Terry Farrell.
She's Dax.
Oh, the hottie.
Yeah, the one that's from our town.
Oh, no.
Of course.
Yeah.
Was Dax. She was. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
There is actually, as
but
in my
she's
opinion,
still
hot.
A hottie.
But, you know, in my opinion, honestly, not to get on the whole Star Trek thing, I think the second Dax was cuter.
Well, she had that.
I haven't seen the second.
She had that whole cute as a button thing going for her.
Yeah, but, you
even
know,
though she was like an 800-year-old man. Really, in the show. You never watched Deep Space
Speaking
Night.
Of
yes,
cute
I
as
did,
button.
You silly man.
Speaking of cute as a button, look at my buttons. Are they cute? Let me take them off.
Woo-hoo! No. Natalie Portman. We've got
Natalie Portman.
It's time for you guys to flex some muscle for your fan film community.
It's a good thing I've been working out.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie, we're trying to get Natalie Portman in a fan film, as it were, and you can help. Mr. Chad Peter, a good friend of ours from Colorado, who has helped out with Prelude to Hope and other films. He made the Sex, Drugs, and Natalie Portman, the film, and is currently editing the second film, Drugs. And for the third film, Natalie Portman, he is trying to get Natalie Portman in the film. Now you're asking yourself, Chris, I'm single, 15, pimpled out, and have no way of helping out with any fan film whatsoever. Well, I'm just talking to my main demographic, Abe.
All right, okay.
Well, yeah, insult them before they got a...
Yeah.
My hand's been up for about 5 minutes.
What's up, Justin?
Well, I have a thought of this. Is this film he's making have anything to do with Star Wars at all?
Yes.
Okay, then she'll never be in it.
No, it's not specifically Star Wars. It's enough that he can make money on it. It's not a Star Wars fan.
Just to inform people who don't know the legal aspect of things like filmmaking...
Tell them the agent.
Okay, tell them... Yeah,
Natalie,
the agent has agreed.
Hey, I'm not finished.
What?
Natalie Portman cannot appear in any movie that has anything to do with Star Wars unless it's owned by Lucasfilms. That's in their contracts.
It's not specifically Star Wars
but
fan
if
film.
Natalie Portman's in a movie that involves Star Wars things.
Mr. Hollywood, her agent has already said she can do it.
If.
Provided.
Whoa!
And
now,
here's where you people come in.
Yes. Okay. Chad Peter has made these offers. She'll be able to film her scenes in New York, even though the rest of the film will be filmed in Colorado. She will be able to help write the script. They will sell DVDs for $10 each, and she will get all the money to give to the charity of her choice.
And we'll review it.
And we will review it. I swear to God we'll review it.
And she'll be a guest host on our show. Yeah.
That's not in the conditions. I'm sorry.
Well,
the agent has said get 2,000 signatures on a petition, and we'll think about it. So
that's it? 2,000?
2,000.
That's all they want?
It's
you
up
people,
to,
come on.
But it's only up to 366. It's been out there for a couple weeks, and it's only up to 366 signatures at last count.
I'll tell you what.
Now,
I'll take
do they have to be different signatures? Because, like, we could cut and paste, like, 4 of ours.
Hey, oh,
sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'll take it to Gen Con for one day, and I'll have all the signatures.
There you go. Now, see, there.
There you go. That's thinking, man. That the actual petition is available through pondproductions.com, the name of Justin. Chad's production company, pond-productions.com. You can go there, find the petition, sign up, help us out. 2,000 signatures, we got it. Plus, Chad said I could have a speaking role in the film, so.
Oh, so.
Right,
okay.
I see how it is.
Yeah. So what about us? What do we get?
I don't know.
What happened to All for One and One for All?
Is he going to run credits to everybody who signed the petition?
Well, he did put himself down, you know.
Yeah, no duh.
Yeah. I was once pimply and alone in high school. I can.
What do you mean once?
Once was.
You are so the Aramis of this group.
Mr. Man, you were 21 years of age, and you spent it in this room with the three of us.
So anyways, moving along.
That's not my voice. That's Abe's.
Yeah, and I'm laughing too hard. Anyway,
fuck what.
So yeah, go up and sign up. Help out Chad. Let's get Natalie Portman in a film that we can all enjoy.
Portman like goes Dallas.
Jesus, I love Pete, Natalie guys. Portman.
The opinions of Justin Miller do not expressly represent the opinions of Digital.
She was great on Toast.
Leave the girl be, man.
All right, what's next?
What's next, man? Oscar nominations. Let's talk about that for a bit.
Sounds
you know,
like a good idea.
If Lord of the Rings doesn't take Best Picture, I'm going to kill all of Hollywood.
Oh, don't say that.
Now I want to tell you one thing. You guys watch the Oscars. You watch the Golden Globes. Golden Globes are more of the artsy award. The Oscars. I mean,
no, the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I honestly think so.
They're not the more artsy. The more artsy actually goes to the Oscars.
Now,
yeah.
See, that
the
wasn't
Golden
my
Globe
wife's.
Is known as like the biggest Hollywood party.
Yeah.
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 Well, what I saw this
everyone
year was
goes there. They get tanked. They accept these awards.
Do I get to speak?
Hey, everybody, Alice. Thank you. I don't know who you are, man, but thank you,
Alice. I will not be surprised at all if like A Beautiful Mind takes Best Picture because
it's
artsy
film.
And it's an incredible film. I have not seen it, but everybody said it's an incredible
fantastic
film, and I will believe it because I am a big fan.
Well, I don't
shut up. I'm talking.
I'm
stop
sorry
interrupting me. That's what people complain about. But
no, they only complain when we don't interrupt you. That's the only time they complain.
Oh, well, okay, so be it. So anyway, but there is the other rule of thumb that usually when the film that gets the most nominations, 90% of the time it takes Best Picture. So I'm hoping that Lord of the Rings does really well. I think
it's
fantasy
only got
films,
two of the like really top
the
ones,
big
though.
Six.
Yeah, because
yeah,
like I mean,
six.
Wasn't it Gladiator? Didn't
Gladiator.
Titanic,
yeah.
Titanic had 14 Gladiator nominations and won
but
11
had,
of
like,
them.
I mean, they had ones for actor.
No,
112.
It tied Ben-Hur, didn't it?
No, it only won 11.
Was it Ben-Hur? No, it wasn't Ben-Hur. It was
Gone with the Wind? Who knows?
No,
Breakfast Club.
Maybe it was Ben-Hur.
We got a couple John Hughes fans in the house.
Spartacus. No, wasn't it Spartacus?
Bill and
Ted?
I don't know.
Charlie,
hey, there you go.
Leave it be.
Whoever can answer that question for us, please send it to us. Who got the most nominations? I know for a fact that whoever got the same number
dude
of nominations,
you can just look it up on
only
IMDb right now.
I want people to send me letters, damn it.
He's desperate
for letters.
His yeah email
doesn't
goes
have enough
inbox after 1 week. Bleep.
Zero letters.
Well, there's a couple naughty spam mail, but
yeah. I got a lot of requests for that Natalie Portman wallpaper.
Thank
a
you
lot.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, you guys.
You want to know how many, you know how many Hotmail messages I got requesting Natalie Portman
did
picture?
Did you post it on the website?
Tell us how much.
75.
75?
I got
you know,
75 emails.
Post that on the website and people could download
you know, and
it.
Yeah,
and
but I'm lazy.
And those of you who take this picture from Chris,
you're kidding.
I'd like to say you can send me appreciation notes at justinwhitlock@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, those,
anyway,
well,
so
what's next?
What's next?
I gotta tell you, I mean, it's not Oscar worthy right now. At least we don't know of it. But I'm pretty pumped. What is it? www.insomniamovie.warnerbrothers.com.
Yeah,
Al Pacino's next
yeah
film. I don't know if any of you guys know this out there, but I'm like the biggest Al Pacino
and
fan.
And I'm the biggest like
was
Robin Williams fan. So
but
me and Steve have a common love
yeah
for this
it's
movie.
It's gonna be great. May 25th, or is it the 24th? I don't
it's
know.
It's gonna be a good movie.
I hope it's the 24th.
It's like the same week as Episode 2, actually. So we'll yeah you know we'll get back in line after Episode 2.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know,
and
talking
to see it, it's actually directed by Christopher Nolan. For those of you who are
Memento
fans, you know. It's
another good
be
film.
I think it's
Memento. For you beginning people, for you beginning filmmakers out there, take a look at Memento. That film was made for like no money at all, except for the actors. I mean, we have the
and
tools we
the
have to make
sets
Memento.
And the cameras
and the cameras
and the editing and
the tracks, the tracks, you know, for the yeah
promotion.
I meant for
and
like
production
extras and stuff like that.
Not to mention the
sold
tattoos
and
that they put all over
the
guys.
Crew.
And
crew.
And women airbrushers.
Catering.
Hot and sex lines. And oh, sorry, we stopped talking.
What are you doing?
You know, I like to go back to the movie, the different movies
I
we're talking about.
I bet you would.
Anyways, go
and,
ahead.
And I recently watched, I don't know if we talked about this before, it's been such a long time, but I recently watched the Spider-Man trailers on Sony.com.
Oh.
And I think Chris and I kind of came to this whole born-again movie fan. I almost want to see Spider-Man more than I want to see Episode 2.
Bum, bum, bum!
Well, I want to see Insomnia more than I want to see Episode 2.
Bum, bum, bum!
Man, Al Pacino before.
No, yes. Oh, so I agree. Incredible. I agree. You're a fan. But, you know, coming from someone who's such a Star Wars fan like me and Chris, of course.
Yeah.
Chris kind of agreed with me on this when I talked to him about it.
I did kind of agree. I
but
agree
Al Pacino should
look
be a
at
Jedi. Al Pacino should be a Jedi master.
I can't.
No,
he's
Al
a Sith.
Hold on.
I'll be with you! You better watch out or I'm going to take my saber to you!
Can anyone deny that the dark side was entirely mine? All of it, Jedi!
How many times have I told you?
How many?
How many?
How many?
Use the Force! Use the Force!
Concentrate, concentrate! But now,
okay.
Now, before we go any further, I want to finish
You're
my...
not focused!
I want to finish my point. I want to finish my point on the whole...
You're not focused.
I'm going to finish my point.
Justin, finish your point.
I'm so horrible.
Sorry.
I want to finish my point on the whole Spider-Man thing. If you guys get a chance to go to Sony.com and watch the trailer for this, and it might be the fact that we are now finally seeing what we should have seen years ago when we were growing up was superhero movies made as well as they could be made. Like, I hear they're actually bringing Lou Ferrigno back to do the whole close-up.
You're kidding.
No. Eric Bana.
I heard Lou Ferrigno.
I was say, Lou's like old, man.
He is, but hang on. Guys, let me explain.
Okay.
They're not going to use him for the entire movie. It's going to be like transitional shots. Just to, like,
Bana would still be the Hulk during the full-fledged Hulk part.
From what I understand,
they're just going to have Lou in there for, like, one small piece within the whole transformation, like, every 20 seconds within.
Who are they getting to play the Doctor?
It was told to me the other day, and it was, like, a really, really, now I feel stupid because I can't remember his name, but someone told me, and I was like, oh, my God, that's perfect. Like, how perfect, if you guys watch this trailer,
Hugh
you'll understand.
Hugh Jackman or...
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. I am Dr. Banner.
You don't like me when I'm angry. And then he goes at Wolverine closet.
Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong character. Oh, sorry.
Bully.
But anyway, if you guys get a chance to watch this trailer for Spider-Man, look at Tobey Maguire.
Nicholas Cage.
He is such a Peter Parker. I mean, he's got that schoolboy happy-go-lucky look on his face.
He's ripped
personal
for that
trainer.
Part,
my
man. No
goodness
no.
gracious. Holy dear.
He looks at him like, Peter, are you okay? Yeah, I'm flex.
No.
I'm fine.
I'm good. I'm good.
Look at, watch Pleasantville. Watch the Pleasantville movie. He's got like my physique. And then look at Spider-Man.
Look, there's hope for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, weight gainer 10 million.
Do they make that? Where can I buy it?
An SPF 1.
Oh, jeez, I'm getting picked on again. It wouldn't be Digital Llama Radio if I wasn't getting totally thrown around the room.
And Chris gets put down.
We kid because we love.
Well,
love
anyway.
The pick idea.
What else do we have?
What else? We got a lot of stuff. Oh, there's these two guys in Seattle, man.
Hey, dude, there's these two guys in Seattle, man.
So
they're starting a grunge band.
Two guys
we're getting the band back together, man.
I'm so happy.
Rape me, my friend.
That I'm waiting in line.
Won't it, dead? Oh, sorry.
Okay.
The whole story behind this. Go ahead.
Okay, there's these two guys in Seattle that decided to get in line for episode 2 a bit early.
Pathetic.
They're pathetic.
Really, really pathetic.
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 I don't know how they can afford it, though. How can you afford to just...
Let's calculate this. How many days is this? It's May 15th, correct?
Spoiled rich boys.
Yeah. Spoiled rich
okay. Boys. Let's just go. I don't know the exact date. Let's go on the approximation. May 15th is
okay.
The date starts.
So
my birthday. They said the 14th, though.
Okay. Well, we're just going by approximation.
That time. And that now today is the 13th? Today is the 13th of February.
Yes.
They got in
tomorrow is 2 months. 2 months.
It's another 2 months.
No.
3 months.
3 months.
Dude.
It's 3 months.
But they got in line
February.
Just after New Year's.
Well, let's just take now. Let's just say. Let's say if they got in line now, we're talking 3 months. They have to have 3 months. They have to have people to go get them food. Now maybe one of them goes.
No, they go back and forth and stuff like that. One person goes. Now here's the thing. All these people, they've got all these people giving them stuff.
Okay, first of all, you should explain what's going on
yeah.
because in all we know what's happening. Not everybody out there may know.
Go ahead, Chris.
Give
the
story.
Set it up, dude. We'll
the story.
We'll listen. We won't talk. We promise.
Okay. The whole thing started when Speakeasy.
Okay, now let him talk.
Okay. The whole thing started. Speakeasy.net has donated website space. They've got people donating them a van to stay in, and they've got a tent now, and they've got people. This local radio station donated strippers to entertain them while they were out in front of the movie theater.
Why are they doing this?
They're doing
for strippers?
It.
Strippers?
For the. They quote. They said, quote unquote, to capture the art and essence of waiting. There's a whole art to this, apparently.
All you need is just a little patience.
If you ever do a Guns N' Roses callback,
so
I will
they're
hurt
waiting.
You physically.
They're waiting out in front Guns of a Roses. Theater mm-hmm. in a van.
Down by the river with strippers and a tent
and they've been
and a website.
They've
for
been
nothing more than a movie.
Donated a van. They've been donated strippers. They've been donated food.
Yeah, and they've got these, like, local places are donating their bathroom or showers or stuff like that so they can, you know.
So these two guys
yeah.
can use facilities.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I know, regardless of our personal opinion, someone came forward
mm-hmm.
with a rebuke or a rebuttal to this.
Yeah, well, someone came forth and said, you know, it's really disparaging to see all these businesses offer them all this stuff, and homeless people that have to go through the same stuff all the time,
yeah.
you know, they get told to get lost.
Right.
Now, they are giving some charities, I understand that they are using this opportunity also to collect clothing, I understand, for the homeless. And also, there's many goals that they have with this, and I guess that giving to charities is one of them. But it has awakened a lot of people's eyes to what we're doing for these two guys, and then what we do
what
for the homeless.
What we're doing for two guys waiting to see a Star Wars film, but people in our society who are in need, would we donate them a van?
I can explain
would
this.
Would we get them strippers?
No.
Would we let them use their bathrooms?
Guys,
coming from
that's
the business sad. Point, I can explain this easily.
Well, yeah, it's marketing.
It's marketing and publicity.
Yeah.
These guys are on the news because they're incredibly silly. I'm not going to say stupid because someday, if I was rich, you know, if I had money and I had no time to do anything, I'd go do that just for fun. But they have nothing better to do than do this. So people are cashing out. They're on the news because the local news at least is holding them. So all the local businesses that want publicity, you know, hey, we gave these guys strippers. Woo-hoo-hoo. You know, the local blah, blah, blah gave them strippers. And so this one car company
so
gave them a van.
It just proves that business owners are truly shallow human beings.
Exactly.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay, thank you, business owner Justin.
You know, it was a good joke until you, like, had to explain it to everybody.
You see, that's funny because he said...
It's your dog! Because it's your dog!
So,
you know, because it's your dog!
After the show, I'm going to ask...
At first, I thought I was pretty pathetic.
No, we get it.
Line for so long, but, I mean, if they're seriously doing this, making an effort to reach out to
this.
Other people...
Then you know
that's
more powerful.
Yeah,
that's
that. Cool.
That's pretty
awesome.
Cool. I just hope that you know,
I'm okay with that.
I'd
even if they realized halfway through, you know,
I'd love to get these guys on the show sometime if we ever figure out
dude,
how to get a
kidding?
Phone.
They
call
won't
in.
Even talk to us anymore now.
Why?
They're probably like two poor college students who haven't got a dime between them, and they came up with this crackpot scheme, and now they're living high off of it. And we're going, yeah, spoiled little rich boys. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and shallow people who would only want publicity. By the way, would you be on digitalamaradio.com?
Hey, what's this? I was over here about the whole spoiled rich boys. I thought it was a wonderful
except
idea.
For the fact that, I mean, we do recognize the fact that they are also trying to do good with this wasted time that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
We spend our spare time
oh, I hear ya.
To make a radio show
hanging
about Star Wars fan films. I think we're ranking up there pretty close.
Yes, but people listen
yeah,
to
but
us.
Nobody gives us strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Please send strippers to Justin Whitlock at AOL.
To an email address. Send strippers
Justin,
to an email address. With a baby on the way.
Shh, 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 shh. Hey, my wife doesn't care.
How are you?
By the way, in case anyone wants to know, we started Lamaze last night.
Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely. Back to Star Wars.
Right. Is it going to be a boy or girl? Do you know
it's
yet?
It's going to be a girl.
Hey, cool.
Her name will be Corey.
Abe, you'll be excited to know a question of faith,
you
too.
You are going to be whipped, sir. She's going to have you around her little finger.
No, I figured
like
this out.
Like, she doesn't now? Anyway, question of faith,
too. A question of faith, too, is being worked on right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they questioning?
Their faith.
Faith. It's going to have some sword fighting in it, though, huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Cool.
Those were the cool guys that had the neat broadsword fighting the
yeah.
first time that I saw that, right? And the
yeah.
brother walks out of the... Two brothers walk out of the forest.
Yeah.
I bet you that's where they pick up.
Yeah. I hope.
They probably
was this the one that was yeah. really good, but it had the shadows of the lightsabers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really great, but we saw shadows, so we kind of went, oh, no, you know.
Well, I didn't really
we eliminated
care.
That problem because
you know, we just had
got everybody from the waist up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Michael Scott, wherever
don't
you are, if we see one single shadow.
Don't talk to me about our movie, man. I don't want to say anything bad about anyone else's movie until mine is done. You know, it's just like
mine.
Oh my god! Speaking of our movie,
oh, the show, yeah.
We've
wow.
been editing and editing
and editing
and editing. Editing.
I've been doing nothing. Ha ha.
Fairly certain that at some point we're gonna. Finish.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully before I leave.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
See, most people have a kind of, we'd like to get it done this time because it'd be really cool if we could. We have to say we are going to have it done by July because if we don't, we have no movie.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to say by July? I'm not going to be here in July when, if I get accepted to the Williamstown Theater Festival.
When are you going
to
leave then?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Probably in June.
Oh, okay. Well, then June.
It's a J month.
It's a J.
Yeah,
it's a J.
I was close.
It's a J.
So, we have all of our lightsaber fights done.
pretty much
no.
edited.
No, not quite.
Well, they
yeah, we don't have the music to them, but we can send them off
the
to our dude.
Well, yeah, we have to
no,
time
no,
the editing
time
to the
out.
Music.
I need to time it out
to the music. So we need to get the music.
By
going.
The way,
we
need to get the music done. My part's done.
I'll take care of it.
Guys, couldn't you make a copy of them? Send the ones you need fixed to the people, and then tie the music to the copies, and then edit it in later.
The problem
we
is
could, but that'd
be smart.
Smart, dumb. I'm getting conflicting answers here. Thank you.
I'm just tired.
Chris shut us down.
Steve, explain why that wouldn't work.
Okay, why would that work, Steve?
The problem
education with Steve Phelan.
Shut up, he's talking.
Oh, for the love of God, just leave me out of this. Just let me go back into my hole. I'll edit some more and do some more stuff. And we can be happy when it's done, okay?
Look, Steve, ho.
Hey, where's the cream filling?
I'm not even going there.
Oh boy!
Oh God! Oh, we have hit rock bottom.
See, that's what we call a
after dark.
That's what we call a joke bomb. We kind of pull it and go.
Ow!
Anyway, so why doesn't that work?
Why doesn't it work, Steve?
Well,
what was the question?
Okay, well, to tell you the truth, the reason why it won't work is because we have to actually get it out on DVCam. And by the time it comes back, we won't have the extra footage that is linked to it. We won't have that extra footage in with what is already edited.
Interesting.
So we won't be able to lengthen it and stuff. It'll already be one size. We can shorten the different. We can shorten everything, but we can't lengthen it like we can right now since it's all tied to the original footage.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So Michael Scott's waiting patiently for us, and we will get
Justin
it to him as soon as possible.
No yeah, clue. Michael, man, you've got your work cut out for you, and
I'm so sorry about that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry because it's going to look so cool when it's done.
You know,
and you will have
incredible.
Such an awesome credit to your name to go, yeah, no, that was me. I did that. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I did that. That was my fault.
Best efforts to drive me insane, I did that. Those are 35 reflections of lightsabers. In the mirrors. Thank
Not
you very
that
much.
Bad guy, but wow, this.
I think he's
going
to. How many cuts do we have in the initial lightsaber fight? The one and only.
Oh,
last?
Like in the forest scene.
Yeah.
If you put the first half and the second half together, it's something like close to 60 cuts.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, incredible.
For what, 3.5?
Now, see, I'm saving
say
myself.
We have at least 5 to 6 minutes of fighting that we need sabers. And
but yeah. Well, we got four duels.
Well, there's three real duels, and then there's
the
nightmare scene,
which is
the
kind of
nightmare comedy.
Should we talk about that trailer we saw today?
What?
Should we talk about
Sins
that
trailer?
Sins of the Jedi?
Yeah, we watched the Sins of the Jedi trailer.
This was the most choreographed
scene. You
notice
that, like, nothing in our show today has any type of organizational structure? We're
yeah, but that's what people like.
Yeah.
Organization.
We're kind of like
people like randomness.
all I have to say about
this
trailer...
I was there with you on the whole editing thing, man.
Yeah,
and
yeah it's
Hey, there. If you want to go back to it, fine. I'll be quiet.
Let's go back to... Let's not go back to that. Let's just go on to the Sins of the Jedi. Please.
You know, I have one thing to say about this. I love the part where he kills the stormtrooper. It's like, thrust, pull, twist, push, and on to the next one.
And repeat.
And repeat. You too can kill stormtroopers.
It's Jedi aerobics.
First, the stormtrooper's like, I'll stand here, be stabbed. He pulls it out. He whips it around. He pushes me. I'll fall. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God!
I was trying.
You
to
You realize
serious.
You just increased the downloads of Sins of the Jedi 100-fold by that comment.
Yo, I love the part where the stormtrooper's standing there and the other guy whips it out and swings it around and sticks him with it.
He sticks it in me, he pulls it out, he whips it around, he pushes me down.
Oh my god.
That was horrible. I don't think I could ever do that again.
You just sit down and be like, Strings of the Dead Eye, downloads 5,000!
I poured what?
Okay, but from a critical standpoint.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's funny. That just made the whole evening worthwhile, Justin. You can't see this, but Justin Whitlock has turned cherry red. And he can't laugh.
Godzilla!
Godzilla! Oh, Godzilla, come in!
Oh. Okay. You calm down, you good?
We've had our moment.
We've had our moment. Oh, and the moment is past.
Okay, so I guess it's a consensus that we don't quite like the trailer.
I don't think it's not like. I like
about it.
That
was nice. I think we should probably get onto the constructive criticism.
I like the jump. The chick that jumps at the end, she jumps from like a balcony and then down.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. The editing leaves something to be desired for me.
I just
want to
see more. I mean, it really doesn't...
The graphics were good.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of your comment with the breathing trailer. It's like, it was a trailer, but it didn't really show you anything. So
you wanted
you're
more.
Like
teaser.
Quit giving me the teaser and just give me a trailer. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Well,
this
I mean, they could have shown so much more, but their cuts were just so long.
I don't know. I just really want to just see it. Like, rather than, you know, like, because the, I mean, like, there looked like some cool stuff, and the makeup job looked great on that one. You know, it's like, when it says, The Last Jedi, and then we looked at the guy, and he had this, like, fabulous...
Yeah, oh, ugly! Like, it's incredible.
Dude, ugly! No wonder he's The Last Jedi!
Sith Lord Monarum,
like
you are
Wars
ugly!
Meets, the Hunchback of Notre
Dame. Yeah, I know!
You know what, this is gonna backfire like the last one we made fun of. He's gonna say, well, that was my real face, there was no makeup, you know?
Oh my dear
Jerk.
God.
Oh, jeez.
If that is your real face, we will go ahead and right now on the show say anyone who would like to donate to plastic surgery may do so.
Oh, yeah, cool. I still got the PayPal account.
I'm telling you, the makeup.
Hey! I'm dropping that subject.
What?
Oh, nothing.
I don't know. Chris made
Justin just out. Did some callback
joke.
You
know, if my little callbacks would be ignored, then people wouldn't like pay attention to them.
I don't know about that.
That made sense, too. Right, on to the next subject.
And who did the voice of Vader?
That was a really good voice. I wanted to talk about
it. He sounded, yeah.
You know what? I'm actually...
Because you're Darth Vader.
I mean, the Vader guy sounded good.
Yeah. Well,
and I love... I'm going to see more of the antics of the commander. The admiral or whatever the admiral there is.
His pimp stand.
Like standing there, arms...
Yo, what's
like,
up?
What's up?
So you want to take us on?
Troops.
One tip to whoever made this preview. With your beginning logo, it takes a lot of time, and that's a lot of download time. You might want to speed that up just a little bit.
Yeah, and unless it's a Doberman
unless
with some
it's
cool
Doberman.
Music
it's
behind
a
it, you watch it.
Doberman!
It's a small insect!
Is that what it is? Wasn't
that a face?
I fell asleep halfway through it. So I was just
Darth Vader, played by Bob Bean. There's a new name.
Bob Bean.
We've always heard Ben Fletcher's name tossed around as a good Vader.
We call him BB. Like, we call you CC. Good job,
oh, jeez. BB, CC.
Let's take a look at the cast and crew. We have Solinius Keegan is Sean O'Rourke. Syra is Ashley Anderson. Master Krosis.
That's got to be the alien, I'm
That's,
thinking.
That's Clutus Flake.
Cletus.
Well, either
Captain Riser.
Captain Riser.
David Shifter.
Shifter.
That was our guy that was leaning back.
Darth Vader, Bob Bean. Imperial pilot, Buckley Hubbard. Imperial officer, Mike Spock.
Is he moping?
Supek.
Okay.
Who's
like
moping?
The officer. He's like, oh, yeah, the officer. He's kind of like, I'm an Imperial officer.
They took all of my troops away.
I don't have anything with this group. I did a face and no one, you know, because it's radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you certainly do have a face for radio, Abe.
Stormtroopers. Jeff, Mike, Alvin, Luke, Steve.
Luke.
Dave.
And the guy
Scott.
Falls
Dave.
Over.
Dave!
You've got a Dave!
Dave! Woo! You know, your movie will rock because you have a
crew. Seamstress.
Wardrobe, prop
Miller.
Wow, they had a lot more people than we did behind the scenes. We just
Dude,
did all our own
a
crap.
Prop master.
They have two Natalies. Oh wait, same person.
We have a prop wrangler.
How come we don't get those?
We got a prop wrangler.
Yeah, the only thing we had was a script girl who was frankly pretty useless.
Hi, I'll sit around and drink your pop. Oh wait, she
Why
might hear
we
this.
We hire her.
We didn't pay her.
Here's one to look at. Clay Kronk's on their visual effects team.
Cool.
Yeah,
is that our dude?
Way to go, Clay!
Wow, that just makes this movie much more valuable right there. Clay Kronk, man.
You know, I feel better for this
Way
movie
go,
than
Clay.
You guys seem to.
Way to go.
Excuse me.
And obviously, the director, Tony Colucci.
Look, dude, they have an executive producer. We don't have an executive producer.
We don't have any money either.
Honestly, you realize that when you see our stuff, it's going to be like just repeats of our name. Yeah.
Hey,
over
Justin,
and
Chris,
over
and Steve.
Over
hey,
over
Justin, Chris, and Steve. Hey, Chris, Justin, Steve, Steve. Hey, Chris,
Steve, 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 Steve.
Justin,
Chris.
Voice effects, Justin. You know?
With an occasional Dave thrown in there.
And then Dave.
Special thanks to Dave.
Because like I haven't seen, I see Dave every once in a while when I pass him when he's doing stuff at the mall. And it's just like, you know, I see him in our footage, and he's just like sitting back in some of our footage, just like, why the heck am I here?
No, just looking around, like, I'm yeah, brings us water.
Yeah, but who was so there funny. When we did the first lightsaber? See, you know, it was hot as heck outside. It was like okay, cut, and we turn around and boom, and Dave's there with two rags, two bottles of water. Here you go, guys.
Dave he was ruled. Awesome.
Everybody should have a Dave.
Everyone should have a Dave. And they do. They have a Dave.
They have a Dave. Do they have multiple Daves?
No.
It looks well, like they only have
do they
one
have a
Dave?
They have Dave.
No, they have two.
Two Daves! Two Daves!
David Schifter and David Finlayson. So there you go. They have two Daves. Their film is,
oh,
is
Jewish.
Twice as cool
man,
as ours.
We are really stretching for things to look at for the rest of our radio show. Maybe we should just end it.
You know,
right
I
here.
Have something to talk about before we end the show tonight.
Oh, talk about it.
I have a good subject. Okay.
Come on, dude. There's a behind-the-scenes feature.
Oh, for the love of my heart.
Of the trailer? I would like to talk to people out there about your audio video equipment at home. I have recently moved into my... No, seriously, I want you guys to listen. I want to talk about appreciating...
You have an M-Life? Sorry, go ahead.
Super Bowl commercial!
Okay. I recently, my wife and I moved into a new home, and yay. She allowed me to purchase, or she purchased for me, a new entertainment system for our home. Now, we picked up... a nice surround sound system and a high definition widescreen TV, which is what my boys here will be coming over to my house on Sunday to watch.
Oh yes.
Now I sat down and I put in episode 1 DVD on my high definition TV and I cranked the volume up to -10. That's right. It only had to go that high for the entire house to reverberate and shake the grass off the lawn. Oh, that THX thing went on.
The audience is now deaf.
And I'm like, oh my god! Ah! In my chair. And I'm like, oh, I gotta go change my pants. But seriously,
it was doing fate school.
That was quickly accompanied by your wife screaming, turn it down!
She wasn't home.
Ooh.
She went to do something that day. That's why I cranked it up. But you know what? We spent, and honestly, if you think about this, you could take out a loan if you really wanted to, or if you're into electronics, like most of the guys listening to this probably are, and you wanted to spend the money. We only spent $4,100.
Oh! Only $4,100!
Do you hear that, kids? You too, for $4,100, can have your own high-definition screen TV with a $1,500 surround sound system.
Put on your Sunday best,
it's
that
simple.
We're going to Sears.
Sears.
That's okay, kids. We'll sell you for medical experiments and get our high-definition TV for only $4,100.
Here, Timmy, swallow this mascara.
The TV was only 21. So, we're talking about 55 inches of Samsung high-definition widescreen.
Oh,
yeah, and it's probably one of the better lines. Now we got the 4 model, which got kind of a deal and knocked $200 off for us. But still, if you guys, anybody out there who loves movies as much as I do, and you want to have the best quality to watch. Take the time, save the money, take a loan. You I don't know, care. I go get high definition.
Struggle to make a car payment.
I'm so bloody broke. It's incredible. No.
I'm going back to school. Oh,
this is why I feel guilty when I talk about my toys.
This is why
I can't talk about anything neat I get because all my friends are like, gee, must be
but,
nice.
But you know what I find so funny is that you're always so, I love you so much, man, and you're so amusing to listen to when you think you've gotten a deal. It's like, great, you're like, and you come in and you're like, dude, I got my 55-inch high-definition screen TV, and a Best Buy, oh, they wanted $2,300 for it, but I went to Ultimate Electronics and I got it for how much? $2,100. I saved $200. That's and I'm like, yeah. You know, like if you'd come in and go, no, I only spent $1,100 on a $2,300 system. I got $200.
I haven't bought
like
a
DVD. The sales floor guy's going, yeah, let me see what I can knock that down for you, Mr. Whitlock. Should we just give him the extra $200 that we bump it up anyway? Yeah, go ahead. I talked to my manager and...
I'm a computer
I can go as low.
You are a cack.
I can go as low as 2100, but it's all I can do. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
and make sure when you
I'm
buy this
no
expensive system
this
that you kids go out and look for a progressive scan DVD player, not a regular one. I learned very much about the scanning.
And Justin's like, I'm
trying to remember. Is the Xbox progressive scan?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do, but yeah, it is.
Really?
Also HD, it's also HD
DVD compatible.
Yeah.
You mean it's got component
and it can play
video?
And it can play your episode one trailer stuff that you couldn't find.
It can? Are you just saying that? Because I haven't actually checked.
I'm just trying to piss Justin off, actually.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
I am three times your size.
In any case, Justin, I'm happy for you. I wish
yeah,
you
we're glad you have it.
They're happy because they're all coming over on Sunday.
$4,100 is a bargain. What I wish I could be in your shoes.
Yeah.
But I haven't bought a single DVD in months, and it's just
well, I don't know. I've got a pair of Justin's shoes. They're okay.
The funny thing is, he's actually wearing my shoes. Those shoes were about 6 months old now that he picked that off my floor. Can I borrow these? Sure. Can I keep them? I guess.
Before you judge someone, walk a mile in
their
shoes.
That way.
But you're a mile away, and
you've got their shoes.
But, well, I think that about wraps it up for
well,
us.
Well, you know what? We gotta say goodbye to somebody for a while.
Oh, yeah. I guess I got to make that announcement. Everybody, my baby is due in April. I think I could probably squeeze one more in, but just in case we
one more baby or one more show?
One more show. But in case the editing gets too frantic and these guys want to take time off to do shows, if we don't do another show before March, I will be taking a leave of absence until after... Probably around the end of May.
Like no beatbox on digital on the radio.
You can call me and I'll do some for
Justin,
you.
Justin, would you do me the honor of beatboxing us out of the show?
Okay, well, goodbye from me. I will be back. I will never... In fact, the show is moving to my house, if I understand
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, we are.
Because we'll have more room.
So even though he won't be on the show, we're still going to be in his basement.
That's not till after I come back.
So you'll hear him in the background. Hey,
hi
guys, how's it going?
From Chris.
And Steve.
And Abe. And Justin.
check us out at digitalama.com. We still got everything available there. We've been posting a lot of stuff. TheForce.net/theater. Check us out. Jeff Yankee, thank you very much. Special thanks to everyone who listened to the show. Send us mail. TomSurvo@hotmail.com. TOMSRVO@hotmail.com. This is Digital Llama Radio signing out. Thank you very much. Good night!
For 4,100.
Such a deal! I hate you. I hate you.